Speak News Now, where we tackle the issues that are relevant to our communities. We Speak News Now with your host, Salita. Our calling number is 347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749.
All right.
The network is the representation of the truth. It's promoting wisdom and empowering our people.
Can you guys hear that? Hold on. I got to get some volume on that. Hello, ladies on the couch.
Hello.
Yeah, I knew they was there.
I am so sorry, you guys. It was my fault. I got caught up in my homework, and I didn't be able to pick them up on time, so that's my fault. I apologize. Apologize.
Okay.
Accept my apology.
No. Don't accept it.
We're not gonna do our friend like that. We accept it. Y'all just trying to get out of detention. You're gonna be good. We're gonna be good. We're not going to detention tonight. You hear, son? We're gonna be good. All right. All right, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Collective Network is the representation of the truth. By sharing knowledge, promoting wisdom, and empowering our people to achieve greatness. If anyone finds anything said to be contrary, please post any corrections under this video. We are not endorsed, nor do we endorse, any entity that would be to the detriment of our people. Universal Collective Network, the voice that listens.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Can We Be Frank show. 10 minutes late, and we apologize for that.
Man, more like 20 almost.
20 minutes almost. I apologize, really. It was my fault. Got caught up in some homework, and I didn't leave the house on time. And see, when you live out in the desert, well, in the woods, it takes a long time to get to the city. You know, we city folk. Y'all city folk are in better position than we are. So,
Universal Collective Network.
Yeah, okay. We get it. Who is that on the line? Who? Can I get a roll call?
I need a roll call.
It's Matt Turner.
All right. Who else on the line? Who's on the line?
Thelma Jacobs, old lady number two.
Okay.
Old lady number one, Agnes Francisco.
You got the host of the show.
You want the whole crew? You got it right there, those three.
Hey.
She says she's gonna act a little bit more control tonight. So it would behoove.
Be under control.
Okay.
She's gonna be under control.
Hey, Miss Tarver. I want to know if Miss Tarver did that. That stuff we talked about, Miss McCall.
I didn't get. Remember, I told you. We can talk about it, but we didn't get a call back.
I know, but did he look up the name? Yes, ma'am. Did he look up the name, though?
We can do that live on the show, baby.
Yeah.
You know how we get down.
Yeah, we can see that. We can definitely look at it.
Theus Law Firm. Theus or Thesis?
I think that's what she said.
Wait, no, we're going to need more information than that.
It's an Alexandria. It starts with... I'm sorry.
Well,
about
you know... After last century, I got cursed out a few times for cursing. And then she cursed. So.
When I don't talk, I don't cuss.
So what does that mean? So you talk and cuss? I don't get it.
It's inevitable. I have to cuss. But anyway, all right, you guys, I want to welcome everyone to the show.
Hello, Miss Tiffany.
347-677-1749. That's 347-677-1749. Guys are on Facebook. We're using our old
We won't have to explain that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tonight was so prepared that we already had a visual prepared for our screensaver. Do not judge us.
All right.
Even if it's one we've used.
Right.
I like to pride ourselves on getting a new visual for every show.
But
tonight we are recycling, reducing and reusing.
Yes, exactly.
I call it blue banding.
Okay.
Exactly. You guys, you know what? I know some people probably think all through the day that we don't have nothing else to do, why we're always so unprepared.
You guys don't know what goes on in the day.
You have no idea what goes on during the daytime where we almost have to make sure everything is done prior to us even going on the other side of town or doing anything outside. So we have to make sure everything is squared away here first. And homework and everything else and dogs, the whole nine yards. So, you know, it's just a normal.
It's like having a zoo. Except for we're not getting paid by the
Well, you know, if you're going to have a zoo, you're going to have a Zydeco dance like they're going to be having at the Alexandria Zoo.
Oh. So
you get to dance with the animals?
You get to dance with the lions, baby.
You got to dance.
Snake. Look, better, more so the snake.
How much is it to get
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More so the snakes. I agree.
More so the snakes. So, you know, tonight is weekly wrap-up. You know, we go through all everything we've talked about this week. This week was a real heavy week.
It's an eventful week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to rely on y'all a little bit because I'm usually the logistics person. I keep up with things. But it was just, it was rambunctious from the start to the right now.
Yeah, it was something else.
It was.
It was a trip.
Monday started off with what? What happened Monday?
I can't remember Monday.
Oh yeah, Monday right here, October.
Oh yeah, no. Okay, so we're actually using the photo from Monday night with the Monday's date on it.
Exactly, October 8th. So we were talking about people over profit, profit over people. We were basically talking about how the utilities. Remember the conversation?
Okay. That's what led into the utilities.
We talked about the ideal that. The answers that we're asking for, we're not getting them. When it comes to talked about the conversation where AUS was trying to justify what they've done. We looked at the budget and what is considered energy sales, and we talked about the ideal that I think you guys pay $12 million in residential and commercial pays $15 million, and then it has a line item that is called energy sales, and that's $4 million. So the question everybody keeps asking is, what is the profit margin? What are we making outside of what we're putting in, which is your guys' money, and the businesses around here? So if you're paying that much, what are you guys are getting back in return? And that's that was the whole about asking that question and trying to get an answer. So they jump up and send us the audit. You know, they went on and put the PDF of the audit.
Right. We put the steering wheel in their back this week.
Yeah.
We drove them around town.
And they still haven't answered. He said something about it being in the, they use it for roadways, parks, and then we talked about the zoo. And how I said that don't work. Okay, I'm sorry.
That dog don't hunt. Yeah, that dog don't hunt.
So when you talk
about
you taking all that money and dumping it in a zoo that's not working, and I explained, I think last night, about Monroe getting rid of their zoo because their zoo wasn't bringing any into the city. So they got rid of it.
I don't understand. They're having Zydeco and some other kind. Is it a country or western band that's going to be in the zoo? Is it this week or next week? I'm like, the kids go out there to see the animals. What, the kids don't know anything about Zydeco and do they?
Well, some of them do, but they...
You know what, I'm going to be square with you. Not to say anything bad about the Zydecos that are taking a place randomly. I will say that. I will add that in randomly. Because also randomly doing the AEX Creatives, their forum that was being held at the Rapides Foundation, oddly enough, conveniently taking place simultaneously at the Alexandria City Hall was a Zydeco.
That's right. So they add something else
to distract you from going to the Zydeco.
A distraction.
And go somewhere else.
Last night when we came in, they were having something right at the in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn. Did y'all know about that?
No.
Yeah.
We have something over there. Yeah.
What happened to the mosquitoes?
They
was off.
After eight.
They was off last night.
Huh?
No, she asked what happened to the mosquitoes. I said they used that spray off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they use that spray off.
That works. It works.
So, I don't know what they're doing. Were they doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes or what? I don't know what they're doing.
I smell, just like I said, you know, the MO that we've been, dictated is when our show shut down, Catherine Davidson's post got responses. Marcotte posted that Alexandria
Public Power Week. Yeah.
And what they, I see a pattern developing where when something they don't want to be heard or seen by a lot of people is scheduled to happen, they schedule something else to happen simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be part of me if I'm speaking ahead of myself.
Now, another thing, too.
No, you're saying the right thing.
Okay,
now,
I would hope so.
Another thing, too, you guys. I know every one of you guys got in your one of your bills the comparison rate. Remember, you guys, that comparison chart?
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
That still don't answer the question about what the revenue is, that energy revenue is, when it comes to the what they're saying in the audit and then what it's saying in the budget is two different things. And then you turn around and say we can't really give you an answer because we have to turn around and we're putting it back into the city. Well, it doesn't matter. We don't care where you're putting it. As long as you're telling us where you're putting it and how much is being put allocated to the park, how much is being allocated to the zoo, how much is parts are being allocated to whatever else you're doing.
And again, I want to point out that dog don't hunt.
And you know.
No.
So the point I'm trying to make, what I'm seeing, what I'm my assumption is that either you guys have the money or you don't. Either you've been lying about how much revenue you're bringing in besides the commercial
and
residential
revenue, nobody.
Or you just don't want to tell nobody.
But again, I will
I feel like this. I feel like this. If the zoo is not making any money, shut it down.
Yeah.
Or
say you spending so much money at the zoo because you know you're not.
Well, you got to look at all this
other stuff. If you say you spending this amount of money, that amount of money, put it on paper and let us see.
Yeah.
Well, I also want to point out, over the years of this so-called administration, I want to bring your attention to what has come and gone over the last decade or so. Remember we had a hockey team?
You had a baseball team, too.
Well, we're going to get to the baseball
team.
Yeah,
had a baseball team.
We had a baseball team and a hockey team.
Football team.
Yep, they had a football team, yeah.
Oh, snap. And now we got a semi-pro basketball team. But out of those things, which the basketball thing is the newest thing, but we built facilities for those things. I believe the Warthogs was being based out of the Coliseum. The Aces was playing out of Bringhurst Field.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So my pro used to play right there in Coliseum too.
Yeah.
How much money have we really just blown on bad ideas?
How much money you throwing away?
You bring a
baseball team here. You build a whole entire. I wonder how much it cost to build Bringhurst Park.
They are not building it. They're not doing anything with it no more.
Bringhurst Park been there for years and years and years.
Is that property they're going to adjudicate?
No. Nope. Because
they ain't generating no money, and the city is not landlord.
you got a point.
Yeah.
Because everybody coming on 28 right now. Everybody on 28.
We need to adjudicate that too. We're going to adjudicate. nailed down, we got an adjudication sale.
Yeah, you don't
want to go.
When you find out how much it costs for you to adjudicate that property, you hush your mouth.
That's right. That's right.
It don't cost
you
nothing.
Uh-huh.
No.
Are we getting into another conversation?
Not yet.
Wait, I need
not
the name
yet.
Again. Sergio Theus, like the basketball player?
It says Theus,
no.
I think.
Theus Law Firm, I think. That's the only thing I can.
Theus Law Firm.
Well, let's do a little quick Google search.
I think it's
T-H-E-U-S.
Theus Law Firm. It says here, the Theus, and I want to correct the way it's spelled. It says the Us Law for a Law Office. I don't know it's spelled there, but it's the Us Law Offices is air-rated Louisiana attorney helping individuals and businesses with estate planning, wills, trusts, probate, business planning, and I got to click on the link. Jackson Street. Everything's on Jackson.
Matt be pushing it. Push it, Matt.
Matt
is
station, Mr. Nat. My co-host did not share anything with me pertaining to our conversation. However, we're going to learn.
That's a good question. Did they contribute to Roosevelt Johnson or anybody?
Yeah, he wants to know if he contributes.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah.
It says navigating the legal process is a daunting task. These law offices guide you with confidence and security. We make excellence affordable by fusing large firm expertise with small firm accessibility. Law offices provide solutions and support when you need them the most. Whether your future or resolving tough disputes, your success or business plus more important.
And where is he located?
He is located on a shiny little picture of a place that really doesn't exist. It's in front of a lake or next to a tall building. So he's still located on Jackson Street.
I just want to know
who you contribute to for the mayor's race. Not the mayor's race or whatever. Who do you contribute to?
It's
for a reason.
When you meet the firm, you get to meet individuals of the Theus Law Firm. And everybody's last name Theus. But Jay Graves Theus is on there. Christopher Kennison is on there. And Jamie Haley and Anna Theus is on there. Morgan Handy is on there. I think that's it. It's a very small firm.
Okay, so none of them appear on a donation list for
Roosevelt. Which is a good thing.
A good thing in a way. But boy, when you find out. See, y'all, it's like this here. People are something else. And now they're trying to pull this, I don't want to say it like this, but I'm going to say it. This nigga game on people. The game is to be sold and not told. This game is to be sold and not told. You see what I'm saying? They selling the game.
But you know what? Something I'm wondering about.
They playing the game.
Look, that's a lady. This lady they hired at England Airport, and they asked her on the news why she decided to come to this area. She says she investigated, she looked into it, and the administration was very good, and it was doing well here. So that's why she decided to take the job out at AEX, and Alexandria is growing and all that kind of stuff, and she want to help. I say, okay, the administration is good, so I'm wondering if anybody, knew her is why she's here.
Yeah.
She won't be here if nobody know her.
Yeah,
nobody's
right.
Not
she
good.
Administration is good. The city is growing and all that.
Somebody know her. Somebody told her to apply. Somebody told her she was going to get the job. That's how they play the game.
Yeah.
Well,
nobody
was
not moved up again.
She was hired at? What did you say he was
hired? Her name is Sandra McQuad or something like that. She's gonna be over England Airport. I saw it on the news. And she said the administration is a good administration here. That's what she liked, and that was one of the reasons. And the city was going. That was some of the reasons she wanted to come here. And she took the job here.
Mm. She telling a lie.
So
well, maybe it probably ain't lying. She probably not lying. She probably spreading a lie. Put it like that. She probably spreading a lie.
Yeah.
She don't know no better.
Or she doesn't know what's happening here.
Yeah.
Or somebody gave her application, say, fill it out, and you hired.
No. They said you already hired. Just fill out the application.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on.
No,
it's the
time. That got my attention when she say it's a good administration here. Now, you know, we know better than that.
She might be kin to him or something.
With her name in it and her appointment to the board over here, hold on, I got to pull it up real quick. I had it. The board voted unanimously Tuesday to hire the board voted unanimously Tuesday to hire her. I'm having issues. This dang on town talk, they don't want you to read the whole article.
So they make you sign.
So they doing all this extra stuff which I don't approve of. But I think she used to work for Baker Manufacturing. So she's not new here.
She said that's why she and her husband decided to move here.
Yeah, from Pineville.
So that may be not from here.
Yeah, from Pineville or Winfield.
Huh?
He was the chief operating
officer. Yeah, from Pineville or Winfield.
She was the chief operating officer at Baker Manufacturer.
Was she from here?
That's right. She ain't from nowhere else.
And the board voted to
nowhere.
The board of commissioners
voted. Well, maybe
she
worked there and left here, and now she's back because she said that's why she and her husband decided to move here.
Sit up there and tell that lie, I can say I decided to move here from New York City. I just don't have the accent.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, McQueen, who did not initially apply for the job, but was convinced to interview by consultants hired by the England Authority to lead the search, or later to start.
Wait a minute. So they said no.
Wait a minute.
She didn't
read it again.
She wasn't looking
read
for
it
a
again.
Job. It said McQueen, who did not initially apply for the job, was convinced to interview by consultants hired by the England Authority to lead the search, said she couldn't be more elated to start work.
Wow.
Thank you. So, guess what? She had a job already before she even applied for the job.
Okay, it says the best candidate to England Authority is one who didn't seek out the job. The Board of Commissioners decided after a lengthy search. Like I said, the board voted unanimously Tuesday to hire Sandra McQueen as executive director. McQueen, who most recently has served as chief operating officer of Baker Manufacturing, will succeed John Grafton, who stepped down in May after 24 years on the job.
Why would they want somebody there who didn't want the job? I'm not understanding that.
That don't even sound right.
Hey, you guys want to hear the punchline joke? I know you do. The punchline.
Do we
want to
hear what?
The punchline.
Okay, go ahead.
The punchline to this joke is, Commissioner Charles Weems said McQueen fit the profile of the ideal candidate who is able to bring us business experience in the public sector, knowledge of government, and a way to help lead the airport to do some things in the future that perhaps we haven't focused on as much in the past, while also maintaining the strong position of Alexandria International Airport. The commissioner, those wings of gold wings.
He's a gold wing.
Gold wings. Okay.
Law office.
Keep reading. I'm going to read it one more time. Commissioner Charles Wayne said McQueen fit the profile of an ideal candidate. McQueen has been COO of Pineville-based Baker for almost 6 years, so she never moved from anywhere. Before that, she was a senior vice president of marketing for Nevada-based software firm Zephyr Associates and co-founder and owner of Howell McQueen Strategies, a public relations and business strategy firm based in Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee State Director for U.S. Senator Harlan Matthews, a press secretary for former U.S. Attorney Veronica Coleman Davis. She has also served with several civic organizations, including as a board member of the United Way of Central Louisiana, where she has spearheaded efforts to educate the public about organizations ALICE, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, report that details challenges faced by working poor families. McQueen said the decision was bittersweet because I'm so passionate about the work we do for Baker. The company is known for its innovative, high-adjustable furniture designs. Charles Martin, president and CEO. Once we laid all that out, my husband John and I talked about it and decided to find a way to say yes. She said.
Wait a minute. So they, in other words, they bullcrapped her into the job.
No.
Yeah.
No. Wayne said the board owes Gamel such a debt of gratitude for the job he's done under thankless conditions.
They
didn't want Grafton in there no more because he wasn't taking their mess.
I wish they could be as me a job about $100,000 a year.
Jim Clinton, president of Central Louisiana Economic Development Alliance, or CLEDA, said McQueen is an outstanding choice to lead England Airport into new airports.
Here we go, CLEDA.
Well, I mean, you already got the Board of Commissioners with Charles Wing. You already got him on. They went and found this woman.
Whoever heard of the concept of not hiring somebody who really don't want the job?
Well, who heard of the concept of trying to make somebody take a job?
Yeah, how you do that?
Well, how
you do that? You got something on them.
If anybody listening out there, that's willing to give me a job, I'll take one about $130,000 a year in transportation. And you don't have to convince me that hard.
Right.
They come look for you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, old lady. They can give us a job and we don't have to ask for it.
So this is the main bit of
the
job.
We don't want it, but we'll take it.
We're going out walking.
No.
We're going out walking there. Walk around the corner, come on back, pay us.
The lady didn't want the job, so they're going to make her take the job.
Yeah, that's crazy. I never heard that.
You know what? He is not going to stay. Watch.
Did she say she and her husband had to find a way to say yes? If you don't want to, just say no. Something you don't want?
At Baker Manufacturing, Baker has popped up on one of our donor lists. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out which one it was.
Because Baker and boy,
Well, what happened to those two little guys? one of them was from Mexico, and the other one was from, like he was a little skinny guy. You remember they used to come to the meeting? What happened? They threw them out and put them
in? Well, I mean, they're throwing a lot of stuff around right now.
I don't know. But right, but another thing, too, we talked about this with you guys, too, is the Catherine Davis situation.
I'm really trying to figure out who Bank of Manufacturing is behind. For that woman to say that, not that woman, I'm sorry, for Mrs. McClain to say that the Alexandria of politicians, and it's a great thing to, you know, for her to speak so highly of the city officials like that, and for us to be looking at receipts saying otherwise. I want to know who donated to Baker, who did Baker Manufacturing donate? Baker did donate. Baker donated to Villard.
Oh. Wow.
What?
Wait a minute. Baker donated to Villard, but Villard is in Alexandria at large, right?
Wait. Baker Agriculture Forest Property LLC. I would think that would be them.
They make them.
Okay,
but
it's in Alexandria.
It doesn't mean he can't do favor for them, though.
Huh?
Because the Lord is in Alexandria, it doesn't mean that he can't do them a favor. It could be something personal or some other something. We don't know.
That's
right.
Uh-huh.
This is the first time that baby popped up. Steven.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
But if they hire, or if they have employees that are from Alexandria, like you said, Ms. Velma, anything could have happened. Because, you know, just like they forced her to take that position, you could force anybody to
They
get
jammed
it
down her throat.
Wow. She's not gonna keep it.
Oh, she's going to run for mayor pretty soon.
Or she might, you know what? She might be a puppet.
No, but you know what? I think on the board, I don't think they get paid for the board.
She's not on the board. She's running England Airport.
She's going to run the airport. So she's on the board.
That's
the board,
Ms.
McCall. Yeah,
she's running
there. The consultants, listen to it, Ms. McCall. The consultants had to go get her.
Yeah.
You know, so. When they don't go, some of them, you know.
Yeah.
They gonna come out. John Graphic Place.
Wow.
Or maybe she did such great work at Baker. Maybe we're underselling this lady. But anybody that's convinced anybody that's convinced that the city of Alexandria has done such an awesome job, or maybe she couldn't say nothing bad about him, or maybe she wasn't allowed to say nothing.
They're saying something good about this administration, and we all know better than that.
I mean, we're working hard to bring people to understand this administration is really all about.
Do not talk bad about this administration. I'm trying to get a job.
Yeah, I apologize, Mr. Roy. If you have around 150, 175 a year, I apologize, sir. Also, you
must.
I might not be in the second as well as you. But I do apologize.
But Matt, what would you be doing? What would you be dear? What would you be doing? What would be your job title?
I'll be over transportation.
Y'all
know something? Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm asking. Hey, y'all know they had something else happened at Walmart today too. Y'all know that, right?
No.
I don't know
what
it was, I think something else happened at Walmart too. Yeah,
get out of here.
Yes, ma'am. See, y'all not gonna hear about that side of town. It's a lot of stuff going on inside of town that y'all not gonna hear about.
I'm sick and tired of those people over there on that side of town just running rampant with crime and drugs and opioids. It's just pretty sick.
Now what happened?
What's wrong with your phone?
That might be my beeper.
Oh.
Hey, I see what you're doing there, Mr. Nat. I see what you're up to over there. School board member accused of shoplifting at Walmart.
School board did what?
Here, I see what you did there. That's not here. That's in St. Tammany Parish.
Huh? Oh, okay. No. They had one in Alexandria. Something happened in Alexandria today. They had the police and ambulance over there. My wife was passing by. And then another guy said, somebody got shot, but we don't know who was yet.
Uh-uh.
So. Yes, ma'am.
At Walmart again?
Yes, ma'am.
Every time we hear about Walmart, it's never nothing good.
That's not true. I'm not going to go there with you on that one.
I'm finna look.
Ms. McCall, just like you didn't want to go with me on this stuff that me and you know about, you ain't gonna go with me until you find out it's true. And when you find out it's true, I'm gonna need an apology. Well, now you're gonna find out it's true.
You know what I'm gonna say to you? I'm gonna say you're right. That's what I'm gonna say.
Well, it hasn't hit the news yet.
Whatever it is, it hasn't hit the news yet. They're holding on to that.
Well, yeah, we got to hold on to it because if we don't, they're going to switch it around and they find out weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because
uh-huh.
They listening. I don't want to say that I'm doing it. When they
uh-huh.
hit the fans, you know. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
It makes
yeah, we know now for sure that they are listening to us. We know that for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it makes the shit of Alexandria. They treat black citizens like.
I don't want nobody coming in.
Yes, ma'am. Well, they treat us like low class citizens.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Well,
and the way they treat us now.
You know, there's two sides to Alexandria. It's their side to Alexandria, and then it's what we see every day and what we deal with and what we go through every day.
Well, I keep telling you. Did a whole week worth of shit talking about the Tale of Two Alexandrias.
Now,
I want to talk about a little bit about happy endings, because all these stories have a
happy ending. Okay.
So we were talking about the massage parlor and the money laundering. one of the three people arrested in connection with a prostitution bust at an Alexandria massage parlor in August is asking for a bond reduction. She's facing prostitution by massage, money laundering, racketeering, and pandering charges, but her attorney, David Williams, says her $22,000 bond is excessive, and while she is now unemployed and has family in North Louisiana, she promises to appear in court at all hearings. Suspects have not been indicted by a grand jury yet. Why is that? Why haven't they been indicted yet?
Well, you know, well, let me tell you, because they don't tell everything. Like, excuse what I'm finna say, ladies. But when the men was over there doing their thing over there in Beulah Lake, they didn't say every man that was over there.
They sure didn't.
You see, they didn't tell
sure
every man that was
didn't,
over there.
They sure didn't, because it was some prominent men over there.
Yeah, and see, we'll never know all of them, but we know it was more than what they say it was.
It was more than what they said.
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Chavez?
Let me say this. Right next door to that massage parlor or spa was White Realty, which is Wright Real Estate Company, was right next door to them. You going to tell me you don't know what was going on in next door?
Yeah, they know what's going on. They're going to get one, too. Maybe I'm running late for work. I'm getting a massage. But see,
matter of fact, you might have had a free place to give them massages. Who knows?
Yeah, come to the back door. We got a little secret, you know. But see that, and the people that we don't know about is probably one of the people that work over there at White Realty.
I want to be transparent with you in the spirit of honesty and
transparency.
Good job.
Wow.
That's my dog. All right. So we talked a lot about the timing of all this.
Yeah.
When did election season start?
Election season.
June.
Was it August?
Yeah, it was around August. They started in July.
And it started in August.
July.
Yeah. And see,
August 16th, all three of these women that work at Happy Ending Spa Zen over there on Jackson Street, right across from McDonald's, in the same shopping area as a radiologist, I think,
mm-hmm.
some type of radiologist, white realtors, that lady.
She is with white realtors.
Vilar?
Yeah, that was with white.
Okay, well, with Vilar, that lady Vilar that also showed up at Catherine Davidson's $250 plate dinner over there at, was it Coffee Center's Rapids Foundation? Well, wherever it was at, it was $250 a plate. It's three of them. It was three of them that was arrested.
But no, she wasn't. She was the one who said she didn't know what was going on next door. I knew something was going on.
She got on KLAB. And put her mouth to the phone and said, "Oh, I just knew something crazy was going on over there."
That's the Queen Catherine Davis up. Like, she don't know nothing. Like, they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But any drug dealer that's in Alexandria, no. When election time comes, you put the dope up, you put the Rolex up, take the rims off the car, and you go out of town.
There you go. And get on your bicycle.
You got to put your assets up.
Yeah, that's all the
That's how you got to do it. You gotta roll your stuff up.
Yeah.
Put everything away, and you gotta play clean.
But hold on, Ms. Agnew. Hold on, Ms. Agnew. Wait a minute.
How much of the game does she really know about?
Yeah. Wait a minute. She must be up at 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
No, I don't be up at 2 o'clock in the morning. No.
Oh, okay. Well,
no.
I'm just making sure.
No. But early till 10 o'clock, you gotta be clean.
Yes, well, you right.
You gotta ride the bicycle.
But don't
get everybody to the mix. I just got a friend request from a guy named John Smith. John Smith has a total of seven friends.
John Smith.
I know two of them, apparently. And I really don't know them per se. And it's just it's the oddest thing. It just came through. He has seven friends total.
John Smith. What a name.
And he going to talk about you.
We got snoopers.
We have people who like the page that just wants to see what we're saying.
This is a personal friend request. He clicked on UCN and clicked on my name on UCN and sent me a friend request with seven friends. Mr. John Smith, if you're listening to my show or to our show, if you're listening, sir, I will not participate in your tomfoolery, sir. You're going to need a lot more than seven friends to convince me that you're a real person, sir.
Oh, yeah. Call in, Mr. John. You listen to us. Call in.
Call in.
677-739.
Say what you got to say, John Smith.
Verify yourself. We need voice verification.
Yeah.
People something else.
Yeah,
call
in.
Back to what
if
I was
John
saying.
Smith real name.
It's not his name,
but call in so we can talk to you.
Yeah, we need to.
I do enjoy the fact they're being interactive with us, you guys, and I think it's the sweetest sentiment that they're being interactive. They're actually, things are happening in real time as we're on the show talking. So the fact that Catherine Davidson came in with her reply to Jack Hinton's post it in real time, and then our show shut down. And then about 5 minutes after that, Mike Marcotte put up this Public Power Week post on the AUS, which we were also talking about at the time. And then we're talking about these issues, and then John Smith. I like that. I like that because it just shows you that people are really listening.
Well, see, what it is, it's divide and conquer. They try to make everybody think that y'all are fools, you see, that we're fools.
Yes.
So, you know.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. All them ain't nothing but, you know, them ain't nothing but some old dumb Negroes starting stuff, trying to be racist. That's all they are. So,
and you know what? I want people to understand. You know what? Something went through my mind today, you guys. And I was thinking to myself that people, I hope people don't think that we're being negative all the time and that we're seeing Alexandria as this big, black, bad place to be. What we're just saying is our voices are not heard. You know, you see all the parks, they show the pictures of the parks and playing and all this, like, real. You guys are the reality of what Alexandria is. And bad parts of Alexandria as well as their good parts of Alexandria.
That's like with any city, though.
And that's with any city. But what I'm trying to say is the ideal that you had a mayor that could have brought some great potentials to the table and actually worked with the city council and actually made stuff happen within the time that he's been in office. And you guys know yourselves, you're total witnesses of how Alexandria has been from, it comes from way up here to way down here. We have high crime, high unemployment. You have a so-called opioid epidemic. You know, you have all this, and it wasn't like that. So
you know whose fault it is. Everything was going good as long as we had the Alexandria Aces here. As soon as the Alexandria Aces left, when that baseball team left, this whole city went to hell.
Is that true, or is that you just being funny?
What that have to do with anything?
I have no idea. I think it's just one more asset we lost. It's one more billion-dollar idea, or I think they might have invested quite a few million dollars into the Alexandria Aces. They just went down the drain. It's wasted money.
I'm just trying to get you to understand.
To me, the Alexandria Aces didn't have nothing to do with it because they wasn't winning anyway.
Okay, when I go low, I need you guys to go high.
Okay.
Okay, please.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay, to your point, Mom.
Okay, the point is, I don't want our listening audience to think that Alexandria is this terrible place. I just want people to understand that we have to talk about the bad so that people understand that there is still some good if we can get to the good. And the only way you're going to get to the good is go to the polls and move the people that's in there
and
now out so that you can definitely get the good out of Alexandria. Because like everyone has
and
been
vote.
Saying, everybody said this, outsiders have said, Alexandria has great potential. You just have people that's stopping the potential and the progress of Alexandria. That's all. That's all we've been saying, and we've been showing you the bad because you need to know. You can't – people have this mindset that – we're just going to get to the solution. What's the solution? First of all,
you
don't gotta
identify the problem.
The problem.
You got to apply the scientific method.
You have to have a strategy.
Well, see, the thing about it is that's a lot of their thinking. Oh, everything is just so wonderful. It's just so beautiful. Oh, it's just wonderful. And then they
turn it back
and they say, to hell with it.
Because everything is beautiful when you're looking through the lenses of
rose-colored glasses.
Yeah,
you guys
don't, the problems that we talk about here, and we always, what this show is really about is being straight up and honest about the things that happen in this city. When we talk about
the things
that pertain to the black people in this city, which is majority of what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
it reflects badly on the other side. That's not our fault.
That's right.
We're just telling the truth. We're just backing up everybody.
And
we're taking
a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. They'd rather hear a lie than hear the truth.
Why y'all talk so negative about Alexandria? No, baby. We're talking what you, and a lot of people don't want to admit, too, that they don't know a lot of stuff that we're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's the other part.
That's another thing.
You live in
your city. This is your city. And you don't even know what's going on in your city, and you don't think it should be said and told so other people can understand and be educated?
Well, you'd be surprised how all this stuff kind of...
And guess what? Those people have been in this town at least 20, 30, 40 years, and they don't know what's going on.
Don't know what's going on in their own town. That you're right. You
they
are so
don't
right.
know. And the money they spend on utility bills and everything else, they figure that's normal.
That's right. You're right. And in their world, it probably is normal. It is probably normal.
I tell you what, if we don't have a change in this administration, they're going to know what's going on because they're
right.
going to retaliate.
They're
going to know what's going on. If you don't get if Jeff doesn't get in there and if the city council doesn't change, they're going to know what's happening in Alexandria, and then it will be too late.
You know what? You know what,
right.
Velma? A lot of them rather shut their mouth and gone on by their business and work themselves to death before they open their mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of them.
And
hold on. They self to death, pay a $600 or $700 utility bill, go up there and make arrangements before they open their mouth.
And know that they reading the meter correctly.
Or not reading
or
it at all.
And putting an increase on
not reading it at all.
That's
and
right.
And they ain't going to say nothing. They're going to all they're going to do is complain to their next door neighbor. But to say something, they're not going to open their mouth. They're going to pull that money together, even if they just got to go to a payday loan to get the money.
Well, you got to buy a bunch of scratch-offs.
Yeah.
The representation of the truth. By sharing knowledge, promoting wisdom, and empowering our people to achieve greatness. If anyone finds anything said to be contrary, please post any corrections under this video. We are not endorsed, nor do we endorse, any entity that would be to the detriment of our people. Universal Collective Network, the voice that listens.
So, I mean, you're so right about this. So if they can't, right, they're going to get total revenge. I see it. In some kind of way, they're going to be passing ordinances through that city council that y'all ain't going to, like, what the hell?
Man,
that's
we're not,
right.
Look, this
that's
is
right.
think
about
Alexandria.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
Think about
then,
your think about
then,
your co-host.
You,
your
you know what they really want? You know what they really want? They
What's
really
that?
Want a white city, a totally white city. You pass
Are
through
you
Louisiana, you're gonna get the white city.
Yeah. Well, you can't because everybody's so intermixed. In Alexandria,
that's
everybody
right.
Yeah. So while you guys are going to the polls and you are getting registered to vote, if you're electronically, you can still
vote.
You're still registered to vote up until the 16th. Electronically, you can still register to vote up until the 16th. Electronically, you can still register to vote up until the 16th. Convicted felons, as long as you're not on papers, you can register to vote. Now that I said that.
Vote. Don't come up with the bull crap. Oh, I think I'm still on paper. Well, go check it out and see and vote.
No, you can't be on papers.
Okay.
But you can if you're
convicted. Instead of them going check it out and see, they're gonna say I think I'm still on paper.
Well,
go and check it out.
I'm finna put the link in the room. Use this app. Or actually use his website. It's also an app. But you can use GoVote.com. GoVote.com will check and see for you whether or not you are registered. If you are not registered, I will also post a link for you to electronically register to vote. I'll do that in just a second.
Good.
I want y'all to keep in mind, if y'all don't get out there and vote and change the way Alexandria is ran, we, as your host and co-host, will not be allowed in Alexandria safely. And I really do enjoy coming over town. But when I say there will be
people.
We
all going to be leaving. We all going to be leaving.
I'm going to have to come out
here. Hey, Velma, you're taking your soul.
We'll have to move in the back of
mine.
That 18-wheeler.
That's right.
We're all going to have to move in the back of that 18-wheeler.
That's mine.
That's
a big one.
Taking
Yeah, they y'all got to go. And look, they might call y'all radicals, you know.
Yeah, man, we.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They might say we're radicals and stuff like that.
I guess Matt's going to have to take me to Lafayette. If you go to Lafayette, drop me off.
Oh, you have to get out of the state of Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. They're radical.
I'm going to change my name. I'm going to change my name.
I'm going to move with Kanye West.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Lord. I'm sorry, but I can't be with you.
Did y'all see him today at the White House?
But
yes,
you know, he is mentally too. He got a mental problem.
That's
why he was at the White House. He's mental.
That was a joke.
I don't even want to talk about it.
That was a joke because
it's not even worth talking
if you guys
about.
Paid attention to the uptick in news today, also, we found out there was a terrorist who was living in New York.
Yep.
He had acquired 200 pounds worth of explosives. He was going to put a big bomb. He was going to wait till election day, drive to New York in the middle of the city and detonate a bomb during election day. Or Washington, he was going to drive to Washington, D.C. and do it.
Yep. Sure did.
Oh, Osama bin Laden with the ULL.
No, we ain't even, this ain't even no bin Laden. This is a white man.
From Tapan.
He wants to play big dog. He want to throw the place up. He can't blow that place up. That was built by black people. That was built by slaves.
What do I mean?
Don't get rid of what we didn't build. Shit.
Oh, man. But yeah,
we're going to Houston with you.
Yeah, we're going to go check out that digital brothel you was talking about.
But y'all be out Houston, Osama bin Laden was right there at ULL.
He probably did.
Right there in Monroe. Right there in Monroe.
No. In Lafayette.
Okay.
ULL.
Okay.
A lot of people don't even know that.
That happened today. And then, like we said, we're trying to move back towards the week. Okay, so Monday, we did the profit over people and people over profit. Tuesday was what?
Talk about utilities. We talked about.
Oh, we've been harping hard on them utilities. And they really not liking that. Matter of fact, we made them go and post some more stuff. Last night, I think they went. More stuff on Alexandria Utilities. Let me double check.
And then we also talked about Catherine Davis.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about, we're going in the hour two, and we're talking about Catherine Davidson. Miss Catherine Davidson broke the cardinal rule of interacting in social media whilst being under attack for interacting in real life. And that evening did not turn out well for Miss Davidson. I would apologize. However, it seems like she probably had this one coming. And I was speaking with someone earlier. They said that her mistake was posting her phone number as a reply to everybody's "I want to know what really happened" statement.
Okay.
Obviously, you're not going to call back 75 people and tell them all the truth.
Wow.
But I don't see why you just didn't tell the truth while you had everyone's attention on a Facebook post.
That's right. Tell it like it is.
Apparently, I think we're heading towards a resolution on that. I don't know. It will behoove her before the early voting gets started to kind of explain that. Also, there was a date scheduled. On the 18th, there's going to be a forum. I don't know who's putting it on.
I know it's going to be with KLB. I don't know.
How convenient.
Okay, you guys, we were supposed to do the VFW.
What is that?
Okay, listen. We were going to do a VFW. What else was I going to say? a forum for the candidates for
school board,
councilman, and the mayor's race on October 18th. Find out somebody like KLB picked October 18th and are going to have them on TV or something, okay, on the same day that we picked. But that's all right because we got a new date, and we'll be letting you guys know what the new date is. Okay.
Okay.
That happened. I don't know if they heard of.
That happened yesterday.
And they quickly put it together because they weren't talking about that prior to that.
And as a news organization like KLAB, for you to, within how many days? Within 7 days of a scheduled event, now you want to announce it as if it wasn't important enough to say it maybe a month ago that this is coming up?
Yeah.
Well, you used to have to let them know a month ahead of time so they could put it out there. You had something going on, 9-7 days.
Well, no, it's not even just that. It's just the fact that they didn't say that date until we said our date.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, like to schedule things.
Mm-hmm.
They schedule things that they don't want you to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
They schedule something at
the
same time.
Yeah, same day.
Because
when we first started, When the EPA first started, for 3 or 4 years ago, we had to email KLB and let them know at least a month in advance, and so KLB TV. We had to let them know a month in advance, or they was not going to announce it.
Yeah.
So
all
of a sudden...
The rules apply differently for them, you guys.
Well, you got to remember who's always invited to the city, to the mayor's briefing.
Yeah.
Stephen, Brooke, you know how, and blah, 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 blah. So who would have thought of scheduling something that would have took place in the black community only to have it take place at KLAB or wherever they are?
It doesn't matter.
And who's been moderating all of these events?
Yeah,
KLAB has been my vote. Oh, as a, I don't know if he's representing KLAB, but well, anyway, he's been the moderator for several of these events.
Who?
Mr. DeSalle, Sherman DeSalle.
Oh, Sherman DeSalle.
Yeah, he moderated two of them.
Of them out of five, or at least two.
I don't know who did the other ones, but I do definitely know he
did
that.
He did two. He did the one for the AEX Creatives and the one for the Kaufman Sanders.
Yeah, sure did.
So now there's a third.
Well, I would say something, but I'm not gonna say nothing.
No,
I ain't gonna say nothing because that's my cousin. That's our cousin.
Who is your cousin?
Marcia.
Oh shoot.
Sherman DeSalle.
Your cousin?
He's your cousin too.
Oh, he is?
Change conversation.
Okay, new conversation. There will be another forum that's already scheduled. We will release the date here pretty soon. I'm pretty sure the higher ups already know what it is.
Yeah.
Because we've already gotten confirmations from several of the candidates, but I don't want the public to know just yet, because apparently whenever we tell the public something, they're really listening that hard.
Yeah, that's
they really are listening
that's
that hard.
Right.
Something always happens.
3 days beforehand, and then if you want to pass it out, don't put it a week before, because these jackasses they trying to take all our dates.
Yeah. That's true. But
that happened.
Is do it 2 or 3 days ahead of time, or just word of mouth.
Well, we're just gonna pull a KLAB. We're just gonna pull a KLAB and announce it 3 days from the date.
There you go.
And like I said, the only one that's not gonna show up. Well, I think we all know which one is not going to show up.
Already got a prior engagement.
He already had a prior engagement scheduled. I wonder if he had the same issues on KLAB's on the 18th.
I don't know. Cause he
no.
If he comes on that one, we know what it's about.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Boogeyman ain't coming out. He's gonna come on the 18th.
We'll see if he do it.
I call him number 21 because I heard that's his favorite scratch off. When
21, number 21. Okay.
So when we put all this in perspective, you guys, and when we put all this stuff in perspective, we just want to say to the city of Alexandria, we're not doing this in a way to hurt anybody or to always discredit anybody. What we're doing is we're just giving you guys information that's given to us, and we're relaying it to you guys. We joke and play on here all the time, and
that's only to keep from crying because of how much dirt you've done to the low income areas of the city.
Yeah, there you go. Tell it like it is.
Are you she's compassionate. I don't got no
done how much money you
other, yeah.
That's
because see I done seen instances where Jock Roy wants to come up here and pretty much bash us for telling the truth and call us all kind of silly lies in our silly little space radio show. And I done seen him rub Roosevelt on the back. You know what I said, rub. He rubbed him on the back and said, you did such a good job yesterday kicking that lady out of here because you need to get control of your city council meeting. You're well within your rights. And I was expecting this to happen a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
See, all that, that's very hurtful rhetoric, and it's all very, very disrespectful rhetoric because you're disrespectful, and you get encourage other
and,
people.
And we are registered voters, and we pay taxes. And he
and
has no business saying that.
And we can get on this and talk to our Facebook. We can do a four-hour show on Facebook before they cut us off. We only do two out of courtesy for the people that want to go to sleep.
Is our truck driver still on here, or did he have to go to bed?
He had to go to bed.
I think he hung.
Yeah, he did. He's gone.
Well, he done left me. He left me, y'all. We supposed to be in
well,
town.
That's November 6th. We'll be back.
We going to have a house inside an 18-wheeler.
Well, if everybody can get out and vote, we might not have to move.
We'll have to move into the back of that 18-wheeler, huh?
I don't know.
Nah.
I start going out at 2 o'clock in the morning and meet Sister Becky.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, go meet Sister Becky at 2 o'clock in the morning.
He just left us. We was going to left. Yeah, we was going to make us a house in that side, that 18-wheeler. He just left.
Well, I think if we combined all our incomes, we might be able to afford some stuff in Lafayette. I heard that they got a nice utility.
We could put a restaurant in Lafayette. We could get together, put all our little duckies in a row. And get us a soul food restaurant in Lafayette.
That sounds good.
What you heard about Lafayette?
LUS, their Lafayette Utility System, bringing in a private contractor last night.
Yeah.
They're bringing in a private contractor to provide 400 more jobs to Lafayette area. They're going to lower people's utility rates by 10%. And they're also going to, I think there's a few other things that's wrapped up in that package.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to Lafayette might be the move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Might be the place to go.
Yeah, we got Brother Bob, Mr. Leroy back. And we can be on the TV all the time instead of being on a space radio station.
We can get a bad radio station, too.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
And a nice radio station, too.
Shout out
and
to KI.
400 jobs, huh?
Yeah, we probably wouldn't even need it.
We can bring 400 families with us.
Shoot.
And then we get a job.
Dude, and the food good up there, too.
They pay more money, too, and they can find them a nice place to stay.
Oh. I think Jock Roy would have it so bad for us that he'd come up there and try to ruin
it.
We'll go to serve somebody.
Y'all better bring y'all tails home.
Got some hell to put y'all through. Come on.
Yeah. I want some more money.
Or
money
after
y'all.
At our property.
Well, Kathy Davis, baby, pull all kind of meters. You can pull all kind of meters. Pull everybody meter. At least 400. No. Because we are moving after yet.
We ain't going to be able to lose. We gonna try though. We gonna try.
Y'all are so funny. Oh
I think
God.
They would love it if we just
y'all
open left.
Move, I'm telling you.
They would love it.
I'm
got rid of it.
And 18 wheeler, and we gonna get Matt to do the cooking. We gonna have our own restaurant.
We gonna turn the back of the 18 wheeler into a kitchen.
Get it out of the apartment, huh?
Yeah, look, we're all gonna. We get a house, and you know it has several apartments in it. We all have our own apartment in it. We buy the whole house, and we have our own little apartment.
Buy the whole block.
He said he could
get all those out of houses, so he get them houses, flip them, and then
they might have a Miss Becky up there. We could meet at 2:00 in the morning, Lafayette.
I think if anybody but Brother Jeff Hall is elected mayor, I think that they would pretty much target us. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm almost certain of it.
Well, look, we're going to call Becky and tell her to meet us 2:00 in the morning. Halfway to Lafayette and give us them houses and we're going to flip them.
Hey, Miss Becky.
Miss Becky. And we're going to flip them houses and then we're going to move to Lafayette. We're going to buy the whole block.
Wait, hold up now, Captain.
And then we're going to have us a restaurant.
Make sure that the property that Miss Becky give you better make sure it's in Commerce. Because Kevin Davis is coming.
Well, we're going to put if it ain't, and we don't care if Susan, we'll take the meter to her house. It don't matter. We'll take the meter to what's her name house. She might need it.
We need to stop telling these jokes. Because it might end up bad for one or all of us.
Well, you know what? If anybody believe what we just said, they retarded. They got mental illness. This what we're just saying about the cooking in the back of the 18 wheeler and taking the meter. If anybody believe that, they crazy.
But it might give somebody an idea. You'd be surprised how people think.
Are you actually giving somebody of color a business idea?
Yes, ma'am.
You better not. You know how that goes around here when black people have a good idea and they take it to the Alexandria Planning Commission and
they
get shot down.
No, they're going to drive that to Lafayette, boy.
They meet her.
Not going to be poor, I guarantee.
Everything works better in Lafayette. Utilities, businesses, parties, the down area.
Lots of people come.
And then they got a university there. Money.
Only better.
To make money. We're going to buy the whole block. We're going to have a black owned restaurant. with soul food. You know they can't cook soul food. And then we don't have a half store. You can buy you some weed.
Did you say weed?
I said we're going to have the whole block. So we're going to have the restaurant where you sell soul food. And then we're going to another store we're going to have on another end that sell weed. And if you want it done, we'll do it for you in the stove.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds like a real business idea.
We'll do it
for you in the store. Buy what you want.
Okay, if you
think
while we're doing your hair.
Well, I'm going to be in a restaurant.
You don't have to leave.
I'm going to be in a restaurant
in
where
the
food is.
All right, in the middle, we're going to have. In the middle, we're going to have nails and pedicures and manicures. Hey, he's going to do it up.
Stockyard.
Don't talk too loud.
That sounds like something that they could put in Hodges Stockyard.
Yep.
Restaurants,
yep.
Stores that are black owned. That are black owned.
Hair place. That's right.
Sounds
a
like something.
Place.
That's right. And if you want a pharmacist, we'll put that on the corner. All you got to do is drive through.
A hair place in that area would do very well.
Yes,
a hair place.
Yeah,
it would do very well.
And a restaurant, black owned restaurant. I'm saying soul food restaurant would make money, but don't get crazy with your prices.
Yeah, don't go charging $15 a plate.
That's right.
So what we just designed, even in joking, let me tell you how smart we are. Even in joking, we just designed a shopping center that would fit perfectly on the Hodges Stockyard.
That's right.
That's right. The man wanted to put the pharmacist over there. They stopped that pharmacist from being on the stockyard. He wanted to put it there. They stopped him. They gave him the old Red Peach Bank. Well, put his pharmacist there. Because he's going to be selling medical marijuana. He's going to make a whole bunch of money.
Right there in the hood.
Right there in the hood. Don't have to go far to get your dope.
So, because I know there's state councilmen that listen, and they're going to be anxious to hear some ideas that we might have as far as what to put there at the Hodges Stockyard when Jeff Hall is elected mayor, when Cornel Slaughter is put in as Jim Villar's replacement, when Mr. Gerber Porter gets that guy out of his seat and takes that damn ball out of his hand.
For Villar, we're going to have a liquor store, prime time liquor. Not no old time, not no Jack Daniel, nothing like that. We're going to have some expensive liquor.
Why would you demand a liquor store?
Why are you calling
that so? Because around 7 o'clock, you ain't going to have nothing to do with my drink.
So it's called prime time
liquor.
Oh, we need to put that liquor store on the
wall. Go and get your meal.
Yeah,
no,
we need to put
No more liquor stores in the hood.
We'll sell him some Black and Mild.
Well, we'll just use the land for farming, and we'll teach agriculture. Mr. Fuller, if you're listening, Agnes and Ms. Velma, myself and Ms. Alita, we want to see a restaurant.
A restaurant, a
pedicure, pharmacy, grocery store.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Where you can go in and buy. And
it's all black owned.
You can buy your weed and they can put it in right there in the store.
What technician?
What you want.
There's a lot of licensed technicians running around
and
here.
Ain't got technician on duty.
So you just created about 50 jobs right there?
Yeah, about 50 jobs.
That's about 50 jobs you just created in the middle of the hood.
All right.
And we did that without an engineering degree.
And we not with Pan American architect.
Did you say what now? What'd you say?
We did that without an architect too?
I say and we not with Pan American architect.
Oh Lord.
Created some jobs.
Yep. We gonna find us a black.
Created some jobs. Cause guess what? At the first of the month and the 15th of the month, you're going to make some money on the weaves.
Yeah, that's
gonna
retirement.
Especially if you pay the people by weaves.
That's
so
right.
Always,
and pay them by chairs. Pay them by chairs. No, you got your chair and you got your weave in the store. You go pick out what you want and you go sit in the woman that you want to do your hair.
Now, what about this? What about if it was profit sharing involved, and instead of just being an employee, you could actually buy shares in the company you work for?
That's right.
Well, that'd be fine, too, so much a week.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
So
people,
much a week. You're paying $25, $30 a week, so you part owner of the building.
Yep. You're personally invested.
That's possible.
You're personally
invested. That's right. And
so,
then the food place, the food can, it can close at 10 o'clock at night, but not on Mondays. Don't open it on Mondays because knowing the weekend, the people done had they weekend, they full, they tight, go Tuesday to Friday.
Oh,
and
you got to be
really
open.
Make,
Tuesday to Saturday.
You got to be open on the weekend.
I'm sorry.
Tuesday to Saturday.
Now, Friday, and I'm going to tell you something else. And then on Fridays, when it's Lent, he really going to make money because he's going to sell fish and potato salad.
Yeah. You got it all worked out. I'm going to have to defer to you.
You are on what you call
fish and potato salad and green
manager.
Beans and a salad or whatever on during Lent. He would make a armful.
That's what I'm trying to tell
you. Well, I tell you what. I'm fixing to go take my 10 o'clock meds.
All right,
then. Take your medicine and think about that 18-wheeler. We finna move out.
Oh, no. They're going to go vote. Don't worry.
Head them up, move them out.
Rawhide.
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Night.
See you guys Monday.
Okay.
Bye.